AM 1240 and 95.3 FM WJON. Time now for a Tri-County Crime Stoppers update. Alicia Magas, Tri-County Crime Stoppers, joins us. Hello, Alicia. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so what's the latest?
I don't have any unsolved crimes to report, which is not a bad thing, but just wanted to remind people, especially how cold it's been lately and is probably going to stay for a little while. If you are starting your vehicle in the morning or before you come out of work or any time, make sure you keep those doors locked. We do have people that will just hop in a vehicle and take off. We had it happen one day quite a few months back in Waite Park where someone left their vehicle running. It wasn't even cold, but left their vehicle running, went into a store or a gas station, and in that time, someone hopped in their vehicle and took off with it. So it can happen anywhere, at any time of the day, night, whatever, so please be aware of that. Also, if one of your New Year's resolutions is to start hitting the gym in January, make sure either bring a lock with you if the gym that you're going to has lockers so you can lock up your personal belongings. If you do leave them in your car, make sure you do not leave them exposed and then lock your vehicle. But if you're leaving your purse or anything in there, make sure you're hiding it so it's out of sight. If you have a trunk, I would definitely put it in the trunk if you can of a car. Otherwise, if you can bring, best case would be to bring it in with you, put a lock on a locker, and keep your stuff with you there. If anybody has any information about any unsolved crimes in the Stearns, Benton, or Sherburne County area and they want to report that information anonymously, they can do so by calling Crime Stoppers at 1-800-255-1301. Log on to the website, tricountycrimestoppers.org, click on Submit a Tip, or you can use that P3 mobile app and submit your anonymous tip information that way.
All right, Alicia, thank you. We'll talk to you again later this week.
Have a safe day.
You too. That's Alicia Magas with the Tri-County Crime Stoppers update here on WJON.